Cardinals. More hiring than expected. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That is in the jobs report just out.
The job market created 275,000 new jobs last month. That's about 75,000 more than expected.
However, January's hiring was revised down, 129,000 less than first thought.
The unemployment rate rose to 3.9% in February. That breaks a three-month streak at 3.7%.
That's Fox's Ginny Cassola. Last night, President Biden took credit for record job growth.
My inherited economy is on the brink. Now our economy is literally the envy of the world.
Though a majority of Americans disapprove of his economic policies, in a State of the Union address, he says he needs to be a wake-up call.
Not since President Lincoln and the Civil War have freedom and democracy been under assault at home, as they are today.
13 times he referenced his likely rematch rival, though never mentioning former President Trump by name, on everything from Russia to January 6th to abortion rights.
My predecessor came to office determined to see Roe v. Wade overturned. He's the reason it was overturned, and he brags about it.
Republicans booed the president when he brought up the illegal immigration crisis.
We can fight about fixing the border, or we can fix it.
They even goaded the president to bring up Laken Riley by name, the Georgian nursing student. Her alleged killer is in the U.S. illegally.
To her parents, I say, my heart goes out to you, having lost children myself. I understand.
Now another grieving father heckled the president. Stephen Nkui shouted about his son among the 13 U.S. troops killed in a suicide bombing during the chaotic U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Capitol Police removed Nkui and arrested him. Former President Trump was reacting in real time to the Biden speech on Truth Social, calling it angry and polarizing, then saying in a video,
Biden has actively aided and abetted the importation of millions and millions of illegal alien migrants and resettle them into your communities.
America's listening to Fox News.
Hello, America. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you don't have Consumer Cellular yet, now is the perfect time to switch and save. For a limited time, new customers can get wireless service for as low as $15 a month for your first year. Yep, the same exact nationwide coverage as the leading carriers for $15 a month for an entire year. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com and use code RADIO15.
See ConsumerCellular.com/first-year-15 for promotional details.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the five ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare information guide absolutely free. Call 800-919-3200. That's 800-919-3200. 800-919-3200.
Testimony resumes this morning in Michigan in James Crumbley's trial, a father being charged over his son's school shooting. In opening statements, prosecutor Mark Keast said,
"This nightmare, these murders were preventable by him, foreseeable by him."
James Crumbley is accused of buying the gun his son Ethan used to kill four Oxford High School classmates in November 2021. One of the seven people wounded testified yesterday, weeks after Ethan's mother, Jennifer Crumbley, was convicted on the same involuntary manslaughter charges for not doing enough to treat their son's mental illness. Ethan is in prison for life after pleading guilty to murder. The controversy continues in the fallout of a 2022 school shooting that left 19 students and two teachers dead in Uvalde, Texas, after a report city leaders ordered cleared police who were accused of taking too long to go in and kill the shooter.
Investigator Jesse Prado said in his independent report communication and equipment were issues, but added officers were justified in not firing at the shooter.
They could not shoot into that room blindly. That would have been a serious violation.
Kimberly Mata Rubio's daughter died at Robb Elementary. She said the inaction was not acceptable.
There were multiple law enforcement officers from multiple agencies that stood by for 77 minutes as children and teachers died.
Daniel Meyer said he would not accept the outcome if he were a cop.
I would have turned in my badge and left the state.
An earlier federal report found massive law enforcement failures. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A legendary singer has died. Steve Lawrence had a string of hits in the 50s and 60s in a career he shared in a duo with his wife Edie Gourmet. She died 11 years ago. Steve Lawrence was 88, suffering from complications of Alzheimer's disease. On Wall Street, after the better-than-expected jobs report, stock futures are rising modestly. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Interim athletic director at Illinois State University says efforts among college student athletes to unionize could hinder the future of many college programs. This week, the men's basketball team became the first college team in U.S. sports history to organize a team at Illinois State University. Lawmakers in Springfield considering a bill that would require all school vendors to follow the state's new literacy plan. Democrats in the State House want all vendors responsible for English language arts improvement plans to comply with the Literacy and Justice for All Act. Illinois lawmakers have a new roadmap to follow to fund public colleges and university. Map comes from the Illinois Commission on Equitable Public University Funding. Report found that University of Illinois system spends almost double on academic and student supports compared to regional universities with fewer resources. And that's what's happening on your Friday. Have a great, safe weekend. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim. All right, we check our weather. It is March 8th. There's Diane Ducey.
Good morning.
I am Stevie J. This is meteorologist Greg Solier, sir. We are looking at, again, mild. We have the high school championships here, basketball back in the State Farm Center, Champaign.
Yep, IHSA tournament.
Sebastian State back in the Assembly Hall. Mm-hmm. The Assembly Hall for us townies. We called State Farm because they paid for it like $3 million a year. But I always wondered, why do I have to say State Farm? It's the Assembly Hall, man.
The people there say, I'll give you 3 million reasons why you should call
it State Farm. Well, but they didn't give me nothing. They didn't give me a donut. So okay. Not even a donut.
Well, I hear you. Around in my neck of the woods, it's still called the Sears Tower. It's still, I'm not partial to the team, but it's still Sox Park.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, let's check our weather. Meteorologist Greg Solier, what are we looking at for the weekend, sir?
Yeah, well, we've got mild seasonal temperatures around here. Still a little drippy around the edges tomorrow, and still some light rain, basically kind of east of a line from Kankakee to maybe Farmer City to Decatur, east and south from there. Most of the steadiest rain up through northwest Indiana, down around West Lafayette. A couple of patches of some light to moderate rainfall over southwestern sections of Vermilion County. Otherwise, a little light rain and drizzle dampening up the pavements, and temperatures already pretty much mild for this March calendar date. 53 road in Savoy to 51 at Danville, 49 at Bloomington Normal, 57 at St. Louis, up towards the Kankakee at 46 degrees. Back end of this weather system has some snow with it. No impact around here. Maybe up north of the Kankakee, a couple of snowflakes front part of the weekend. But we'll get into some sunshine the back end of the weekend. Another big warm-up slated for next week. The following week, even a bigger one. Maybe some record-setting warmth around here. And signs as we get towards the end part of the month here, of March and beginning part of April, for folks wanting to get into the fields, a nice mild to warm, drier pattern may begin to establish itself. We'll keep you posted on that. In the meantime, up to an afternoon high today with some periods of rain to 58. A couple of more shower breaks early and late night tonight, 41. A little rain in the air tomorrow morning. Breezy, variably cloudy, colder, but seasonal at 45. Sunshine and 47 here as we enjoy the extended daylight on Sunday to 47 there, going to 57 on Monday, and then 65 on Tuesday, and upper 60s and lower 70s, a story for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and more rain for the second half of next week as well. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Running to be reelected in the 102nd District, he is Adam Niemerg. He is State Representative Adam Niemerg. How are you, Adam?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Well, good to have you on. We're just trying to figure out what the heck happened. So you're sitting state rep, and somebody gotcha on some technicality, so they took you off the ballot? Is that right?
That is absolutely correct. So our petitions were challenged on December 11th, the last day to be able to challenge petitions. And our petitions were challenged by the Vermilion County Democrat chairwoman here in Vermilion County. And we didn't know exactly why, but we get to Springfield and we find out that the woke teachers unions working with the Vermilion County Democrat chairwoman challenged my petitions on a technicality. We were deposed for several hours, my notary and myself. We had affidavits attesting to the clerical error. But ultimately, what they decided, what the hearing officer said in his brief, was that since I didn't raise my right hand when I signed my statement of candidacy in front of the notary, that constituted an election violation because I did not take the oath and was not signed and sworn to. So they removed me off the ballot. You fast forward just a little bit, and the woke teachers unions, the Illinois Federation of Teachers, the Illinois Education Association, and folks, do your research on these organizations. They called and recruited. They tried to recruit several candidates, and nobody would do it because they know what these teachers unions stand for. There's such a detachment between the teachers and the unions in Chicago. But they did find a candidate, and just to add a little bit to that, They dumped in $115,000 initially into this candidate's campaign coffers from the Illinois Federation of Teachers, Illinois Education Association. And just a few days ago, they ran out. They hit their caps. They ran out of money, so they had to open up a new PAC to have unlimited funds, and they put $260,000 in there. So we're sitting against $363,500 of the Woke Teachers Union money, Black Lives Matter activists, culturally responsive teaching standards, CRT. You folks remember all of that. And you got to ask yourself, why? Why, at this point in time, do they want to get rid of your voice here in Southeast Illinois? And it's because I stood for our kids. Excuse me, I stand for parental rights. I fought against the masking on the House floor, and I fought vigorously against the sex ed curriculum that teaches kindergartners they don't know the difference between a boy or a girl, and third graders to take gender hormone treatment. So that's why they're coming after me. This isn't a grassroots uprising. This is a coordinated effort by the leftists in Chicago, the Chicago Teachers Unions, to come after me to limit your voice.
Well, Adam, you've been a bad boy. You can't do that. I mean, you became a target. And you're feeling what it's like to be canceled, right? I mean, this is ridiculous. But man, they put some cash on a district seat? Really?
Yes. And folks, you gotta ask yourself why. I mean, you look at the bills that have come down from Springfield. If you Google me, go on YouTube, see the speeches that I've gave on the House floor. You'll see the sex ed bill. I push back very, very hard on it. The Second Amendment, pro life. The things that I've done the Pregnancy Resource Center bill. I was able to lead debate on that bill, and we sued the Attorney General, and we were able to get that kicked off in the court. So they're trying to go after pregnancy resource centers here in the state of Illinois. I passed a bill to protect children that were victims of horrible sex crimes, to give them better opportunity to testify via closed-circuit testimony. And I've heard from legislators all over the country and state's attorneys all over this state thanking me for that legislation. So I've been a true conservative fighter. But yes, the teachers' unions, the folks that want to indoctrinate our kids, to be honest with you, folks, they want pornography in the classrooms. And they buy seats. They buy Republicans to keep them quiet, and they contribute massive amounts of money to the Democrat campaign coffers to push this agenda out into our school system.
Yeah.
Just to give you an example. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I got to say this as gently as I can. Why do Republicans matter? I mean, they got everything in the state of Illinois. Why are you doing this work? I appreciate you doing this work, but you're going to get outvoted on about everything. So why do they target somebody when they got them super majorities?
Because they don't want any dissent whatsoever.
Wow.
They want Republicans to go along, to get along with their woke agenda, and to sit there and be quiet. And when you get Republicans that don't, like myself, to stand up and are principled, they want that eliminated. And like you said, you wonder, wow, this is a House seat. You got $363,000 put in against us. And you say, we're at a 78-40 super minority here in the state of Illinois. Why do they want to invest so much against the conservative Republican here in Southeast Illinois? There's two reasons. One is just what I stated, but the other is because they're scared, because they understand that the parental rights issue, that folks throughout the state of Illinois, not only the district that I represent, but throughout the state of Illinois, see this for what it is, and they don't want this stuff taught in schools. So if anybody's talking about it, if anybody's speaking up, that's a threat. So when they see that happen, they decide to attack. So folks, you're going to see the next week and a half, you're going to see all kinds of negativity coming out of the other campaign, because what we're dealing with here is a situation where they want me gone because I speak up. I'm a principled conservative. I stand up for each and every one of you. And to give you an example of how much money gets dropped into these races, there's a gender bathroom bill. In the Illinois Federation of Teachers, IEA, they're big supporters of this. The gender bathroom bill, boys and girls bathrooms, the bill sponsor carried that last year. I fought back very, very hard on this bill. But there's literally a gender bathroom, all-gender bathroom being constructed in Edwardsville, Illinois right now, guys. This is a situation where this stuff is happening. That bill passed, and now there's a bathroom going up. The teachers' unions have contributed over $1.5 million to that legislator's campaign coffers. There's a bill that gives woke teachers, if they want to come to the state of Illinois, a $500 tax credit to come here and to teach their woke ideology. They've given that legislator over $250,000. And lastly, there's a bill that was filed just a couple weeks ago that strips all school board's authority away, and it lists what can be taught in schools, LGBTQ, Black Lives Matter, Culturally Responsive Teaching Standards, CRT. That bill, the proponents of that bill are the Illinois Federation of Teachers, the same union that is backing my opponent. So, folks, you got to ask yourself why this is happening.
Is this Marxism? Fascism? Right. How would you define shutting you up? I don't know which fascism, which ism it is, I guess.
I would say it's all of the above. And you add, since, you know, I had a conversation with a constituent just yesterday about this very issue. And they were asking, what can we do in Illinois? And I said, well, you know, as conservative Republicans, we've made great, great strides. I know that our back's up against the wall. We have huge targets on our backs. But, you know, we were able to successfully keep that abortion clinic out of Danville. We were able to, you know, I was able to stop the shutdown of pregnancy resource centers here in the state of Illinois. I passed a bill protecting children. During COVID, we spoke up against the mask issue, the sex ed curriculum, everything being pushed down to try to give us some freedom here in the state of Illinois. But ultimately, when I see what's happening, when I see the woke indoctrination trying to get in our school districts, when I see the blood money being paid to campaign coffers for these people that are trying to eliminate conservatives, I just see evil. And God needs to have his hand in what we're doing in Springfield. We've got to push this back.
Okay, so what do I do here? I'm going to go in there. I'm going to see a blank, and then I'm supposed to write Adam, N-I-E-M-E-R-G, Niemerg. Do I have to spell it correctly?
Get it as close as you can, but you have to fill in that bubble. So fill in that bubble.
Yep.
And write in Adam Niemerg, N-I-E-M-E-R-G. It doesn't have to be perfect. They'll give you deference on this. That's one of the very first questions that I asked.
Yeah.
Because I was going to change my name to Smith.
That's where you go.
But that was very first question was, how does this work? Because whenever we moved off the ballot, I became almost like a legal scholar overnight trying to figure out, you know, I had to know exactly what we needed to do going forward, and I asked a lot of questions. So if you fill in that bubble, you have to fill in the bubble, write in Adam Niemerg. It doesn't have to be spelled perfectly. Get it as close as you can, and let's send a clear message to the woke Chicago teachers unions that this seat cannot be bought.
And again, how many votes do you think you need on something like this? Any idea?
Well, the limit, the threshold is 500, so you have to get at least 500 votes to be as a write-in candidate to go into the general election as a Republican nominee. But we are going for as many as we can get. We want everybody to get out and vote. We have spread this message as far and as wide as we can get it. I have over 100 endorsements from local leaders in the district. Every GOP chairman in the district has endorsed me. Every single one has endorsed me. Every Republican sheriff has endorsed me. Darren Bailey's endorsed me. Mary Miller's endorsed me. Illinois State Rifle Association has endorsed me. Illinois Citizens for Life, it's the oldest pro-life PAC in the state of Illinois, has endorsed me. Illinois Fraternal Order of Police has endorsed me. Illinois Farm Bureau has endorsed me. Everybody is behind me on this because they see what's happening and they know we have to keep pushing back.
How do people find Adam, N-I-E-M-E-R-G? How do we find you, Adam?
You go to Adam Niemerg for State Representative on Facebook. Just type in my name, Adam Niemerg for State Representative, and all of the information is there. You can see everything that we're putting out. You can go to niemergforstaterep.com. You can volunteer if you need a sign. We'd be happy to get you one. And thank you very, very much for having me on. And remember, everybody, fill in that dot and write in Adam Niemerg.
Thanks for your time, Adam. Good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
I need to see if I'm in the 101st district. I know that's
102nd. Yeah, the map's crazy. Hey, as you celebrate that special person in your life, you can give them a love letter. I think this is a great idea. Kind of talks estate plan. You can just figure it all out before. Preparing an estate plan ensures your family knows what's happening, what you want. According to a survey from caring.com, more than half of Americans, 60%, don't have an up-to-date estate plan. Complete a message to my loved one. Busey Wealth Management, happy to sit with you and guide you with this. They'll go through the estate planning process, and your family will be so appreciative because they'll know what you want. For more advice on estate planning and other financial topics, connect with Busey. You can do it on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn. You can walk by to a location and say, hey, how do I do this? What do I do? Call 800-67-BUSEY to discuss your wishes and request a message to my loved ones. Investment product services, not FDIC insured, may lose value, no bank guarantee. BUSEY since 1868, member FDIC. All right, again, Adam Niemerg, our guest. We appreciate him being on, N-I-E-M-E-R-G.
You can rehear what he said at steviejay.com after the show.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
A mixed employment report. There were more new jobs than forecast in February, though the unemployment rate rose. The job market created 275,000 new jobs last month, about 75,000 more than expected. January's very strong job growth has been revised lower to 229,000. And the unemployment rate rose to 3.9% in February. That breaks a three-month streak of unemployment at 3.7%. Eli Lilly shares are losing ground. The FDA has delayed its decision on whether to approve Lilly's Alzheimer's drug. Moody's Investors Service has placed New York Community Bancorp's debt under review for an upgrade. The struggling bank named new management and received an infusion of funding this week. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News.
Are you tired of shivering in the winter? Look no further than your local heroes at ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. Hi, this is Gina inviting you to give us a call at 217-352-5400 to book your appointment to make sure your furnaces run safely and efficiently this winter. We've been proudly locally owned and operated and have been serving our community for over 50 years. ABC, always be comfortable. Call me, 217-352-5400 to book your appointment today or go to abcheatingandac.com.
As Tapman's Towing celebrates 50 years of serving Central Illinois, we're always seeking good people to serve our great customers. Our team of expert tow professionals would like to interview others with CDLs, previous tow experience, or a strong interest in serving others. If you enjoy serving people, love working in the outdoors, and looking for a career, not just a job, we should talk soon. Do you have a strong desire but lack the experience? We should still talk. Visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
Invest in yourself and your money with a free rewards checking account from Fisher National Bank. Instead of losing a little each month in service fees and charges, wouldn't it be nice to earn on your money? Switch to Fisher National, where we offer 2.02 annual percentage yield on balances up to $20,000. No service fees or minimum balance required. Simply make 12 debit card purchases, agree to receive your statements electronically, and have at least one direct deposit in a monthly cycle to qualify. It's as easy as that. If an excellent APY loan wasn't enough, our free rewards checking also includes ATM fee refunds up to $20 and access to Reward Saver, which increases your earnings potential with 4.07% APY on balances up to $20,000. When you're ready to maximize your money, look to Fisher National, a bank ready to make the investment in you. See monthly requirements at any branch or visit fishernational.com. Fisher National Bank, exceptional communities, exceptional people. Member FDIC.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
That's a new one.
Yes. You asked for upbeat and back in the day.
Yeah, let's go, man.
Earth, Wind, and Fire is always a good pick.
Oh, yeah. Bring it home now. Come on.
Especially for a Friday.
I had a way better afro than they did.
And so it's International Women's Day, too. So way to go, gals.
You want to get in politics? Feel like running for something? I know. But you're needed.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned Alabama's Katie Britt and her reaction to the State of the Union address. I didn't make it up that late to hear that.
It was just wonderful to see somebody, a woman under age 80. Mm-hmm. It's just wonderful. Wonderful. We're so...
And so many people say they're passing on our primary on the 19th.
It's
important to get out there, though, right?
I would go vote. I think there's an impactful who's going to lead the parties kind of thing. I think you need to vote every time there's a chance. I just think that's the privilege we have here. Think about not getting to vote and then being upset at who's your boss. They're not supposed to be anybody's boss. You're their boss.
Mm-hmm.
People, hear the people rule, right? Oh, it's like, okay, what the heck? You're unhappy with Illinois. What are you going to do? I mean, that's the thing. If they're going after Adam Niemerg and they hold a 78-40 lead, that's like dunking when you're winning 78-40. Easy.
Mm-hmm.
Man. I don't know. Generally speaking, in the long haul, things like that don't work, but it seems to have worked in Illinois a long time.
Yeah.
Because we are politically one-sided.
Yes.
I mean, it's not fair to even say that. If you look at a map, most of Illinois is pink, except for where all the people live. Those rural people down here, the haystacks, that's a hat and a straw in my mouth. They just don't make any sense, do they?
I guess.
They just think of southern Illinois as anything south of 80. And Chicago does kind of control stuff. So here we are out here. Going to be down there to St. Louis for opening day, April 4.
Yeah.
Looking forward to the broadcast live from Busch Stadium, as we've done for years now. And it's just fun, kind of getting ready for a new season, so to speak. Not just baseball, but spring.
Yes.
And the hope of, baseball. The
exactly.
Sound of summer.
I love it.
All of that. And we have the Cubs on US 105.9.
Absolutely.
We have the Cardinals here on ESPN 93.5.
I think Cody Bellinger did some designated hitter stuff this week.
Well.
So I should be looking that up and finding out how he's looking. I was talking with some Cub fans from Minuteman Press yesterday, and you know, we're all excited that Cody's back.
Yeah, and they got a really good manager. I think Craig Counsell's one of the best. Cubs got him in their dugout. Now, I don't know whatever happened to David Ross. Where's David Ross?
Huh?
Did he latch on somewhere? Could you Google David Ross? Former Cub manager just kind of got let go. And,
okay.
And then they spent $40 million on their manager, and finally they got Cody Bellinger, and maybe they'll get somebody else. There's still two or three pretty big stars out there, including Jordan Montgomery, former Cardinal pitcher,
mm-hmm.
who helped Texas Rangers win the World Series. So he's out there. Let's sign him, Cardinals.
David Ross, only 46?
Yeah, he was a player. He was on the World Series team.
Right, right.
Yeah, he was there, and they mic'd up Anthony Rizzo, talking about how nervous he was.
Okay.
And David Ross was catching for John Lester. He was the designated catcher for John Lester, that lefty.
Okay.
And he's saying, you just got to calm down and everything's going to be fine. And as a veteran trying to help. But yeah,
mm-hmm.
David Ross played till he's like, what, 35, 36? So
I guess so.
46, pretty young.
Major League Baseball, 15 seasons, it says.
Yeah, but long time. Anyway, it's 8:28. Coming back with our last half hour of the week. Glad you're listening. ESPN 93.5. Fighting Illini go to Iowa Sunday, so they'll go tomorrow. They always go the day before, but it's not till 6 o'clock at night. And it's senior night, of course. And, I don't want to say it doesn't mean anything because you want to win, but we're the 2 seed no matter what. We're probably a 4 seed in the NCAA no matter what. And Iowa has to win. So we gotta dig down and say, okay, we want to win because we want to win. And you don't want to lose 2 in a row because you lost to Purdue in a game you probably could have won. So, yeah, let's just go beat them because, by the way, we're better.
Yeah.
We're better than
Absolutely.
Iowa.
Absolutely.
And Iowa played their brains out here. They might play their brains out there. Everybody mm-hmm. plays their brains out against me.
They do.
Missed a shot, for crying out loud. 8:29.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at kelseyfurniture.com. That's kelseyfurniture.com.
When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champagne, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars. They're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champagne. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, champagne.com. When you make the right decision, it feels good, like picking the perfect accent rug or choosing a good night's sleep over an all-night crime show binge. It feels really good to make the right insurance decision, too. That's why State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow is right here in Champaign-Urbana to help you select the right protection at the right price. Kurt will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages so you'll know what to expect if the unexpected happens. Just call him when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. More jobs than expected were added to the economy last month. 275,000, according to the Labor Department's February jobs report.
Unexpected. The unemployment rate went up to 3.9%. The expectation was 3.7%.
Fox's Cheryl Cassone. Oil prices are steady as the market looks at this mixed jobs report. President Biden talked about his record on jobs during the State of the Union address last night.
15 million new jobs in just 3 years. A record.
And Alabama Senator Katie Britt on the Republican response.
Just ask yourself, are you better off now than you were 3 years ago?
America's listening to Fox News.
Mahomet set to welcome back a familiar business after a fire resulted in its closure 2 years ago. The town's Dairy Queen shuttered after a ceiling fire in March of 2022. Since then, the building at 601 East Oak Street has been undergoing reconstruction and renovations. The business also changed owners during that time. Once again, time to turn our clocks forward this weekend. With the advent of daylight savings time, Illinois lawmakers interested in making the change permanent but have been frustrated in recent years in passing legislation to make it happen. The Federal Uniform Time Act prevents states from acting on their own to make the change permanent. One person hurt Wednesday after their car hit by a train in rural Ford County. Happened in Derby, southwest of Gibson City. The Ford County Sheriff's Office said a car driving at County Roads 300 North and 100 East failed to yield to an oncoming train. The driver taken from the scene by ambulance, but they're expected to be okay. Police and fire continue to investigate the circumstances of that incident. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign-Urbana vicinity. Next weather system slowly winding its way out of the southeastern plains up into the Great Lakes region for the next couple of days. Yeah, the influence of wet weather today, tonight, and lingering for a time tomorrow will draw down chillier air, more seasonal temperatures, nothing worse than that over the course of the weekend. Another moderation of readings expected for next week, and another round of wet weather in the mid to late portions of next week as well. Periods of rain for the day today, southeast to south winds, a high about 58. Few showers early and late night tonight with a low down to 41. Winds will shift around northwest for the day tomorrow. Breezy and colder, variably cloudy skies. Some rain at times through the morning hours, a high about 45 degrees. Clearing off, colder tomorrow night, low down to 28. Sunshine for the day on Sunday, the high to about 47 degrees. Enjoy that early evening sunshine. Monday, 57, 65 on Tuesday. Showers late Wednesday into Thursday, probably Friday as well, with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
Hi, this is Chris Jackson with Kramer Siding and Window. And whatever your project, you can count on Kramer Siding to offer you the best products backed by the best warranties in the business and a lifetime of great customer service. And right now, you can save 10% on roofing, sunrooms, and decks, get 15% off gutter helmet, and you can save 25% on preservation siding, windows, and doors. So call today or visit us at KramerSiding.com and let's get started on your project.
Are you ready? A free trip to the most lavish resort out of this world. The most spectacular landscapes and majestic views ever imagined. Where all human pains, afflictions, worries, concerns, they'll all be gone for eternity. You're right, it will be heaven. Well, it is very simple. Start your journey today. The Lord opens His welcoming arms to greet you. And this week, visit His house. Attend church services of your choice. We have found the Lord at Mahomet Christian Church. Listen to the words. Jesus will guide you as to where you need to be. And for our friends in nursing homes or assisted living, please attend your weekly prayer services. It is that simple. Start your journey today. The Lord will put His arm around you and give you comfort. Take away all your problems, anxieties, and pains for eternity. Are you ready? The Lord has been expecting you.
8:35. We already talked about the State of the Union. If you missed it, I thought it was too shouty. I thought he did have great energy for Joe Biden. There's no doubt about that. But if I could have got him to say, get off my lawn, I'd have kept that and used that every now and then like I do crickets. And
yes.
But it felt very much like that. And I think he had to show his base that he has it still, that he can still go in there and rip up those evil Republicans. So I think he probably scored well with his base, but it's policy that I've looked at here for the last 3 or 4 years that I disagree with. And to blame the Republicans on Donald Trump for the immigration, yeah, it was better than nothing. No, he doesn't need it. All he has to do is do whatever he reversed with executive action, and you can get the border shut in a week.
Mm-hmm.
Just not the will to do that. And he said it in his campaign. Remember when he debated on the Democratic stage? He said, I'm going to open it. And he did. And then now, how's that working out for us? It's kind of a mess, and the country's kind of a mess. So we will see what happens.
359-2255 reaction from John about Katie Britt's delivery awful. She was hearing it from a lot of people, including high-ranking Republicans, seemed to be reading a script from a low-budget movie.
I would have done her delivery a little bit better. I guess I was also distracted by the fact that she wasn't 85 years old, which felt good to me. I'm sorry. It's ageism. I just think we need some younger blood in there. The people that want to go and serve in Washington and somebody that actually has a family and running the household stuff. And that's what we don't have anybody. I mean, who's doing that? Who in the entire House? And there's some. There's probably some wonderful people we'd love very much. I enjoyed talking to Mary Miller a lot the other night. Liked her a lot. Oh, she's a radical. No, she's not. She's common sense is now radical. Anyway, the bottom line is, would I have helped her with the delivery? Yes, I would have suggested this, this, and this on her delivery for me. I would have done a couple of things dynamically better. There's just some things that to say and the words you say. But the bottom line is, she's youthful, the youngest woman ever elected to the Senate. I think that's right. 40. That's a baby in this game, right?
Katie Britt's 42.
Okay. She was elected when she was 40, I guess. Anyway, so that's so that's it. And if Joe Biden speaks again at that podium, he'll have one re-election. That'll be next whenever. It's usually in January, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
This thing got pushed way late. I think there's a process. And by the way, anybody noticed at the very beginning, Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, and Kamala Harris, the Vice President, were not sitting down? Because at that point, he's supposed, after he hands him the speech, which he did, he's supposed to wait while the Speaker of the House says, ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, and they cheer again. But he just started talking. Now they're Ukraine.
Okay.
So
I missed the very beginning.
They've kind of sat down because he didn't quite follow the thing. He got in a hurry to go. I thought he talked way too fast too. Just way too fast. And I thought there should be some lower tones. There were a few. But for the most part, it was very shouty to me. So those are just style points. He went over it a zillion times. I guess they just practiced for 4 days. And listen, he was way better than people expected, which the bar's kind of low. But it was just too shouty, and it could have been fixed. It could have been better. But you have to deal with, I guess, this modern day of heckling, because that's coming. I don't like any of that.
I don't either.
Rather not.
Mm-hmm.
And you just got to suck it up if you don't win the White House.
Right.
You get to stand up there and say what you want. You can respond after. But I don't like the combative back and forth. I just don't like it.
Well, and it definitely threw him off, I felt like, when the guy was on the upper level shouting out the things. When
he was just yelling because he was a father of one of the Marines that died at Abbey Gate in Afghanistan and got arrested. Gold Star family, you can't possibly understand, I wouldn't think, unless you're one of them, how horrific that is. But I don't like Marjorie Taylor Greene shouting. I just don't like it. I'm just not a fan of that. But and he did say her name because she wanted her to say, you know, Laken Riley was a woman murdered while jogging by an illegal who had a record. And the president called her Lincoln Riley. But everybody has given him a pass on that, I guess. So anyway, that was that last night, and that's done. Now we can get into some March Madness. on things that are escapism stuff.
Let's do that.
Because there's a lot happening. But definitely go vote in the primary. Please just vote. I'm voting for sure.
Yes.
I just think, I know there's like 20 out of 100 will vote.
And we have to grab a party. We have to choose a party, right? Because I usually just
am
all over the place for the best person.
You have to declare, because we just have two parties, you have to take a Democratic ballot or a Republican ballot. And most of the country now has claimed independence. They're I. And so some people do avoid it because they don't want to pull one. And so they want to be the biggest voting group right now are independents. There's like 20-some percent Democrat, 20-some percent Republican that are declared. And so the big middle is independents gotten bigger because they're just like, you know, kind of throw your arms up and say, what the heck? Some of this stuff is ridiculous. And some of the conversations we're having in 2024 are just beyond the pale. We're talking about this? Anyway, okay, so 841 ESPN 93.5, the weekend is upon us. We spring ahead. Don't forget before we go to bed. You don't have to do that anymore. You do because you have clocks. I don't have one clock in my house.
Clock in every room. One room has like eight clocks.
I don't have any clocks.
So
Mike's got work to do. You got to go ahead and spin that.
The grandfather clock, and it goes off every 15 minutes.
Do we like doing this? The grandfather. Didn't Mike fix the grandfather clock?
And Tom Payne here in Philo.
He's Payne can do anything.
Really smart.
Smart guy.
Mm-hmm.
Whole Payne family.
But also the batteries. I'm hearing 3 in 5 of our smoke detectors aren't working properly.
9 volters, right? Go buy a pack of 9 volts.
So do that. Too.
Yep. Check your fire detection systems and things like that. But I don't know. Do we need to be doing this? People are tired of that too. In Arizona, they don't touch their clock.
Right.
They just kind of move on. So right now, Arizona is 2 hours behind. Now it'll be an hour. They'll move to mountain time.
I see.
As far as we're concerned, I think Indiana still does it.
Right. I'm always confused. When
you go to Indianapolis, don't you call to see what time it is?
Well,
when the plane leaves, you got to make sure it's not the wrong time.
That's right.
You're always an hour ahead.
And
I've
DJed right across the border in Covington, and the people who are coming over from Illinois might be late or what? Where are we at on all this?
I think it. And as you age, it seems to affect you, which is sad. Because you're going, well, I know, I remember that. And you're just like,
so
easy.
What will it be? Dark when we come to work then on Monday.
Dark when we come to work, light till 7.
Okay.
So that's okay.
That's okay.
I do like the light in the morning, however. So I'm fired up for that necessarily. Right. All right. And again, we lose the hour of sleep.
My husband Mike said, can we just do a half an hour adjustment and then keep it? And I'm like, I don't think that works.
Well, you could suggest it, but you'd have to run for office and get all that going.
There you go, Mike.
By the way, there is a country that is on the half hour. Does anybody know where?
No.
There's one country in the world, to my knowledge, that is on the half hour.
Maybe we should have Nathaniel do a did you know on
why and how that
Thursdays
happened.
At 7:50.
I will confirm it and tell you next.
Okay.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. There's no one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is we can help you improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
When you need to cash out part of your retirement savings. I'm Ginny Cosola with your Fox Business Tax Tip. Coming up,
Kelly's Accounting does all tax types, individual, corporate, trust, partnerships, and estate, plus payroll and bookkeeping services. Your guardian angel in the finance department. Call their Monticello office, 762-5509, or visit kellysaccounting.com.
The required minimum distribution, RMD, is the amount of money you must withdraw from your IRA or other retirement account if you reach the maximum age. CPA John Lieberman, Managing Director of Pearlson Wiener, says if you didn't, you'll be penalized.
If you're age 73 or older, you should have taken out your RMD distribution prior to the year end because there is a 25% penalty on any of these undistributed funds.
If this is the first year you owe, you can pay it on tax day. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Basketball star Coleman Hawkins on the general manager of Pacifica on Green, Lisa Lauer.
She's great. We got connected, and ever since then, I've been super grateful for her.
She's a great person, and she really looks out for me. You know, anything I need, she tries to get it done for me. And it's super great to have someone who I feel like I can trust, and someone who, you know, I want to do something for in the future to really help her out, because she's helped me out a lot.
Visit them at PacificaOnGreen.com. Yep, got some more interviews with people that live at that wonderful place, Pacifica on Green.
Well, at least it's kind of the house mom or whatever.
Yeah, she takes care of all the residents. But we got great words from Luke Goody and Ty Rogers and Isaiah Williams and Keith Randolph.
Nice.
You'll be hearing on the radio.
Well, that would have been fun. Oh, yeah. I think I saw your picture posted up holding the rally towel.
Yeah.
Pacifica on Green.
Said, which one is not an athlete?
One of these things is not like the other.
Yep. Okay, so apparently, when I said there's one country on the half hour, there's more.
Oh.
Nepal. These are people like, you know, it's 2:30 in the morning, switch it up to 3:30, that kind of thing. They're there on the half hour. Nepal, India, Sri Lanka. It says India unofficially. What's that mean? Some of us do and some of us don't. I don't know how you do that.
Wow.
Sri Lanka, Afghanistan, Iran, North Korea, among others.
Okay.
The half hour. All right, ESPN 93.5. We check your sports headlines before we get out of here. Diane DC.
All right. We had Maryland beating Illinois in women's basketball in the Big Ten tournament yesterday, 75-65. We'll have our Illinois baseball team in Knoxville to take on number 8 Tennessee at 5 today. Our volleyball team is in action against DePaul at Huff Hall. If you'd like to check that out, make sure you're taking note of the parking in that area, because you can't be over really towards the whatever corner that is on the State Farm Center over by 4th Street, because it's going to be occupied, because we have IHSA basketball in town with the 3A in action this morning and the 4A this afternoon, and then all the finals happening on Saturday. Also, keep in mind to be good ambassadors for our visitors in town for the IHSA tournament. Yesterday in Big Ten action, Wisconsin over Rutgers 78-66. Illinois taking on Iowa at 6 o'clock on Sunday. I think I looked up 6 Big Ten games on Sunday.
Yeah, I think so, there are a lot.
A lot of them are going to be that. I mean, they're not going to come up with the Big Ten tournament bracket until after it's all over, right?
That night.
So
they got it all the configuration.
They have to wait on all the
results. They have to wait till. So they'll have it, if you know, 9 or 10 at night. They'll know where people are going. And we don't play till Wednesday.
That's right.
So the people that are playing Wednesday know that who they are, the last four.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
speaking of Illini basketball, Iowa looked like 10. Bulls beat the Warriors 125-122 in a high-scoring game. The headline out of that is Steph Curry left in the fourth quarter late with a ankle issue. Mm. So Steve Kerr was talking about how he had seen Steph with his ankle in a bucket of ice. So there's that. Timberwolves over the Pacers 113-111. And the Bucks are in L.A. tonight. In NHL action, New Jersey beat St. Louis's Blues 4-1. And we'll have the Blackhawks in action against Washington's Capitals. We also have trending is NASCAR and the Grand Prix, St. Petersburg. We also have this fight people are talking about, not taking place on Netflix until July 20th in Texas. But Mike Tyson, age 57 now, 58 at the time of the fight, will take on prize fighter YouTuber Jake Paul, who's 27.
Age does matter, folks. It does. 849.
At Pards in Urbana, the boots just keep on coming. They're known for their huge collection of men's cowboy boots, women's cowgirl boots, kids' boots, and even shoes. If you're searching for top footwear brands, look no further than Pards. They carry a wide variety, including Ariat, Dan Post, Smoky Mountain, Roper, Double H, and more. And if socks or accessories are what you need, they've got all your high-quality essentials. Since 1968, Pards has been serving their customers with high-quality merchandise. And if you haven't been to Pards in a while, a lot has changed. Go check them out just off University Avenue in Urbana.
Tapman's Towing team of experienced tow professionals is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
In an ever-changing real estate market, it is so important to work with experienced agents like Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor teams at Taylor Realty Associates. They have the knowledge and expertise to get your home sold for the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time. Trust the experience and success of Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor team at Taylor Realty Associates. Give them a call today at 217-355-0700 or visit them online at taylorboys.com. That's taylorboys.com.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign-Urbana vicinity, round or two of additional wet weather expected over the next 36 hours with a slow-moving and somewhat intensifying system out of the southeastern plains up the Ohio into the lower Great Lakes region. It'll spell periods of rain for the day today, the high about 58 degrees, but still above average temperatures despite the clouds and the rain. Southeast to south winds will shift around northwest for tonight. Pick on up some shower activity around this evening, and again, overnight tonight, low down to 41. Tomorrow, breezy and colder days worth of weather. Variably cloudy skies, a touch of rain through the morning into the early afternoon, the high at 45. Clearing off tomorrow, light colder, low down to 28. Sunshine, light wind at 47, not a bad Sunday. On Monday, back to milder weather with sunny skies, highs to about 57, and warm weather back in the good portion of mid to late sections of next week at 65 Tuesday. Up near 70 Wednesday and Thursday, those days, late Wednesday to Thursday, showers return, rain back in the forecast next Friday with highs again in the lower 60s. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soltke.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
I'm Justin Eich, co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground.
So, Justin, tell me what you see as typical when it comes to sewer repair. Give me a scenario.
Your sewer's backed up and somebody comes along and says, you need this repair for X amount of dollars. Here's my price. And you don't think to go looking for another company or a second opinion because you don't feel like you have time.
So is it possible that you might get charged a little more because it's kind of a desperate moment? Do some companies do that?
Oh, absolutely they will. They know you're in a pinch. Typically, if you call us, me or Will can be out there within an hour to look at that problem for you. Whether you call me first or you call me second, make sure you give me a call.
Anything else, Justin?
You can always trust Fred's.
Great to know. Thank you. That's Justin Eich, the co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground. If you want more information about this great 45-year family-owned company, just go to fredscu.com. That's fredscu.com.
Are you tired of shivering in the winter? Look no further than your local heroes at ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. Hi, this is Gina inviting you to give us a call at 217-352-5400 to book your appointment to make sure your furnace is run safely and efficiently this winter. We've been proudly locally owned and operated and have been serving our community for over 50 years. ABC, always be comfortable. Call me, 217-352-5400 to book your appointment today or go to abcheatingandac.com.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
All right, we're about out of time. Boys on this afternoon. It'll be Lante and Derek Piper after three today. We do have the Cardinal game. We're carrying the St. Louis Cardinals at 5 till 5. Get one of those preseason games your way.
All righty.
And we'll have that on the radio for you. Hear the sounds of the St. Louis Cardinals. I don't know. I think the Cardinals are about 500.
Okay.
I think the Cubs are about 500.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm all for losing in those spring training games after last year. The Cardinals had the best record in the spring training.
Yeah.
How'd that work out for
mm-hmm.
us? Yeah, let's not worry about that.
Oscars are on ABC 1 hour earlier, Stevie. So start watching at 6 or maybe a few hours before that if you like all the red carpet fashion. I know you're into all
oh,
that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
see the latest trends and the latest colors.
Looks like a blue dresser. No, that's pink, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, he's not wearing any socks. Well, why is they get the ankles cold?
Well, and the cleavage on the ladies, boy, they really tape it up to not have any mishap.
Get some clothes on. Come on.
Exactly.
All right, Diane Ducey, thank you.
Enjoy your weekend.
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Have a blessed weekend. Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he had a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola. By now, you've all heard the expression, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience. Several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business.
I have this wonderful dog named Rusty, and we live in a small town, and every evening we go for a walk. And recently on that walk, I stopped and was looking up at the stars. Wow! I marveled at their formations and their brightness. And at that point, I realized these same stars were shining brightly when my friend, Jesus Christ, was living on Earth. Even today, we still wish upon these stars. Well, instead of wishing and hoping, allow me to introduce to you my best friend, Jesus Christ. He has always kept his promises, will always be by your side, providing a light to guide your steps, offering a love that will never leave you, and willingly extending the forgiveness and understanding for all wrongs. But most important, providing hope for today and hope for tomorrow. Just reach out. Jesus will put his arms around you and offer comfort, strength, and courage for all eternity. He only asks for your love, willingness to help others, and a dedicated commitment to walk with him. It's really that simple.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products. And complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing, too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Tavis Towing reminds all Illini fans, when you're on the road and see lights flashing, move over and use caution passing. Let's all get home safe tonight.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Unfortunately, there is not a one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is that we can help improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Basketball star Dane Danger on Living at Pacifica on Green.
Hi, I'm Dane Danger. Pacifica living here is just very convenient. You know, a lot of things are around. A lot of my classes are around the corner. It's a lot of food and things over here. My facility is down the street as well. So, you know, for me, it's just very convenient. I'm standing here by myself, so I have a lot of space to myself. You know, it's good for me.
The ultimate in student housing, Pacifica on Green at pacificaongreen.com. This is WSJK Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana.
You've changed thousands of diapers, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign-Urbana today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What does the Apple Dumplin' restaurant offer?
The Apple Dumplin' serves up homemade favorites. Fried chicken, sandwiches, delicious chicken and noodles, beef and noodles, meatloaf, all kinds of comfort food.
And of course, the Apple Dumplin' with a scoop of ice cream, perhaps.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscaloosa.